Hey
How's it
friends!
going?
Today we're sharing our 2021 behind the scenes post.
Woo!
This I think is always a fun post to share because we do a terrible, terrible job throughout the year of actually like sharing us while we're working. 2022 goal,
Yeah,
make it.
I think
I think
so.
we say that every year.
Yeah, but I think we do a pretty good job of doing some documentation on the day on Insta stories.
Yeah.
But when it comes to our photos, especially me, I will take so many photos where Laura's standing in front of me, and then call that a behind the scenes photo. Like, if you just scroll down there, you can probably count them. Most of my shots of Laura are going to be two things: are going to be either her standing for me to get my light correct,
Testing your light.
testing my light, or she's blurry or in focus, and the couple are behind her, or whoever it is are behind her because she has a shorter lens. So that's my behind the scenes, which is not really behind the scenes.
Yeah,
It's just
I
your
do.
backside.
So here's the thing. I shoot mainly with a 50 millimeter, and Michael shoots mainly with a 70 to 200. So what that means is Michael stands way further back to be able to get the same shot that I would be getting. So essentially, like 9 out of 10 times, I'm gonna be way closer to the couple and Michael will be further back. So I am just inevitably always getting in his way. Like he will scream to me several, like, I'll get the shot, yeah, once Laura moves. And so, yeah, it's true. I do a terrible job. And I think that we, after shooting together for so long, we kind of like the same angle sometimes.
Well, yeah, and I think we're being strategic about it. When we're outside and the sun is in play or something like
Right.
that, we have a specific angle. We know it looks best.
Yeah.
Then
We
it'll
we're
often
fighting
we'll have
over it.
it'll like start where like one of us will start rotating and then be like, "Ooh, that's better." And then if you watch us, if you could watch us, you'd see the other one start doing the exact same rotation
So
to get
true.
that shot. But that's because we're looking for the best shot.
Yeah.
But
Sorry, a little technical. We actually thought today we would just like not be technical at all, not even really share from weddings or whatever, but just share a little behind the scenes in this behind the scenes post. Like a little bit more about the two of us and things that you might not know. So, anyways, I'm gonna talk about Michael because we're, and Michael will talk about me because we're terrible talking about ourselves.
Agreed.
But we just thought we would share a couple of tidbits.
Tidbits, yes.
Oh, were you gonna say
I was going to
tidbit?
say tidbits.
Okay, cool. Okay, so anyways, or the first is like business related. So when it comes to Michael and Laura photography, Michael is the one that brings the technical aspect and like the knowledge of the inner workings of the camera and just like, he has a background in photography, so he knows all of those really like scholarly ways of doing things. Like he was technically taught. So when we're setting up lighting for your reception, that's Michael. Michael's doing that. Like, don't hand me a flash
That's why
unless
you
it
that's
is
why so
already
many
set
of the
up.
photos of you
Yeah.
are you
The
like
test
doing
shots.
something, being the test light.
That is totally Michael. He is the expert in that. I mean, I could do it if I really needed to, but I hope I don't ever have to. And then same goes for like packing all of our gear, purchasing new equipment. I'll sometimes put things on the wish list, but basically Michael does all of the research and all of the like analyzing what would work best and what we should really have, because that's what he's really good at.
Well, so, and to go along with that, everything else other than the technical aspect, or almost everything else, is Laura. So, like, when you
He's
see an email and
exaggerating
it says Michael and
hugely.
Laura, when you see an email that says Michael and Laura,
Yes.
it means Laura and Michael may have been in the room when you sent it, and Michael may have heard you read it out to him. But,
No, I do. I do a lot of the emails and like the talking back and forth with clients, but he's selling himself super short. He does a lot more than that,
Well,
including all of the editing.
I appreciate that, but you do all the culling. If you didn't know, we take a lot of photos. And actually, I think this year we've been better about it.
We're working on
We're
it.
working on not taking
10,000
two,
a wedding.
exactly, yes. We take a lot of photos, but and Laura's the one that goes down, and I don't mean she's quick and she's efficient, but she culls through and chooses the best of the best and chooses these behind the scenes ones as well. I mean, other than the emails, she does your, if you're getting an album, she designs the albums. She does like a lot of like our back end stuff for our client management system. Anything that like seems like an improvement from last year to this year, it's mostly from her.
Because
she has this innate sense to like think of ways that we can improve the business, and my brain's just not doesn't do that as well or as quickly as anything like that. It's just that so here's an idea, and Laura's just like kind of takes it and runs with it and says, "This is how we can implement it in our business."
Okay, do you want?
And I'm like, that sounds awesome. Why don't we? Yeah, that sounds great.
Do you want to know how things really happen in our life?
Yeah.
Here it is. Here's the breakdown.
Okay. Is it like a sentence, or is it gonna be like a
no,
small
no,
paragraph?
No, it's a series. Oh, okay. Right. So here's step one. Laura finds an idea.
Yes.
Step two, Laura shares idea with Michael.
Yes.
Step three, Michael 100% is fully committed to implementing this idea.
Well, because they're good ideas.
Step four, am I on step four?
Yeah.
Step four, Laura wavers in her confidence of said idea. Step five, Michael makes sure we actually do that idea. So it's a very much a team effort.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And then step six, Laura beautifies the idea to be something that our clients will really enjoy.
Thanks, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one. That's us technically businessy, whatever. Mm. Okay, second thing is things that happen on a wedding day that you might not have known about. Mm. So here's Michael on a wedding day. One, he is your ultimate hype man. I think without knowing it, so many of our clients have said this exact same thing, not knowing that other people say this about him. But he is such a good hype man. Like, he just knows how to walk into a room and make someone feel so great about themselves, which is really wonderful when you're having your pictures taken, because it can be really awkward and super self-conscious, and Michael makes you feel so good about it. So that's one. Step two, offer Michael a drink or some food, and he will be your best friend.
I will do whatever you want.
When we walk into, like, a getting ready room and, like, a bridesmaid makes, like, a little plate of food and brings it to Michael, you've never seen a happier kid in your life. Like, if there are chicken minis on a platter and someone makes a little plate and hands it to Michael, he is immediately, like, a kid in a candy store and so happy and excited.
I will.
Same goes for sharing a shot with the guys in the getting ready.
I'm serious, like that's a big thing. I don't know why, I just love it's just something about it is
comfort
like a bonding
food.
Yeah, it's like a bonding experience, you know. You're here to celebrate this big day, and I don't know,
you're sharing in
it. We're sharing it, exactly.
No, seriously, like you've never seen a happier person in the world. And then third, he will dance at the reception, which you probably know if you've seen our Insta stories. I've been with him a lot doing something ridiculous, or he'll be like standing in a corner like wanting so badly to go on the dance floor, and I'm like, all right babe, like I'll shoot, like you can go dance. But he wants to so bad, and he probably will dance at your reception.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I know.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
We'll celebrate.
You're very excited.
Those are all really cute.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that's
it.
That's you.
Okay. Now here's you.
Oh.
So I would have said step one is like right when we're arriving, Laura does all of the details. Like, I'm there as the person that just like hands her stuff, but she has these visions. I mean, she does work beforehand and like just looks through other people, other professional photographers, other things that she follows for ways to style stuff, and continually like just pushes herself to style things as best as she can with what they have. She'll do like a full layout, and I'm like, wow, that was amazing. And then she'll like add or tweak a couple things, and it's just like, it seems like it's not, it just doesn't feel like the same photo, you know?
Just
keep like
I try
revamping
to make
it and
not
it's
the same.
Well, yeah, and I think you do a really good job at that. And that's not something that I think a lot of people think is something that a photographer should, you know, be able to do, but you know how to style that. Like, I would not be able to do that. I would take a photo of your invitation, and that would be that. That would there's your invitation.
That's
one photo. And like, they're like these, like, ribbon and all this kind of stuff. She's like, she is extremely creative when it comes to all this. She has so much of this. I might be technical, but she has so much of the vision behind it to make the shot happen.
Thanks, hon.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I love when videographers come in and like 9 out of 10 times the videographer is a guy and he like doesn't want to style and he's like, oh, thank God you did that
already. Right. They had, yeah, so many people have said that. It's true. Yeah, you're right.
Because we'll come and we'll set all of the details up and stuff before the video gets there.
Agreed. Another thing, part two that you might not know about is that Laura is the one that keeps everything in time. Like, especially if there's not a planner there. Laura's there. She has pages in her pocket of when things are supposed to happen. She sets timers on her watch so that she knows how much time is left for certain things. She probably, for some of you guys, like, kind of hinted at needing to keep moving or something like that because she knows how important it is to keep in time. So she's the one that has all of that kind of organized throughout the day. Even before the wedding day, she has all of these things printed out. She's the one getting me, making sure I'm ready in time on the wedding day before the wedding day starts.
He's saying this because I yell at him a lot that he's running late.
Well, now we're running late, but we often build in a buffer time, and Laura's the one that's kind of says, okay, here's when we need to leave by because here's what we might hit. And she's really good at that.
Thanks.
And then I think thirdly, kind of ties into the second one, but when we're doing bride and groom portraits, a lot of the times Laura is the one leading that because, and actually not only bride and groom, throughout the day we kind of talk about how we split roles and we do things, but Laura, I would have to say, probably takes the most important ones. She takes the ones...
That's not true, Michael.
Yeah, no, it is true. It is true. I mean, I take ones that are, you know, like the ceremonies kind of is obviously kinda important.
Michael's the one that gets the bride walking down the aisle.
Yes, but Laura's the one that gets pretty much every other important thing.
You get all of family.
But that family's easy. They're just standing smiling at you. Your bride and groom portraits are the things you're going to cherish the most. And she's the one, if you have one hanging in your house, I bet you it's one that she took.
You're exaggerating.
No, I'm not exaggerating. She is very good at composing, and she knows the shot that she wants to get.
Is it because I'm the guy
that's
just,
no, I'm the guy that's holding the veil or, you know, like, I'm the supportive element when it comes to your bride and groom portraits because she just has the vision. I will give her the camera set up and she will just run with it. You don't even need my photos, to be honest. If you look at the bride and groom, especially the bride and groom session, those ones that you love are going to be ones that are Laura's. Like earlier last month, we kind of did a small competition about like people choosing their favorite photos, which I started, but I knew I was going to lose from the beginning. Because, and I can't remember what our final total was, but it was obviously a washout. Laura completely won because she's the one that does the main bride and groom portraits, and she does such a good job at it. And I think sometimes you don't think you do a great job at it, but you do.
One of the first things that Michael tells people at engagement sessions is, only look at me if I call your name over. That's otherwise, true. Look at Laura.
Exactly.
So, I mean...
I mean, I'm putting a lot of pressure on you, but you... You do such a good job.
You set yourself up for that.
You crush that.
Okay, well, thanks, Beth. I appreciate it. No, oh, I didn't know this was going to be like a complimenting Laura book post. Thanks.
Well, you complimented me.
That's true. Okay. And then the third thing we're going to do is just share some like personal, you know, tidbits you might not know about each other.
Tidbits.
Okay.
I love that word.
So here's Michael. What you might not know about Michael, or maybe you do if you know us well or stalk our website or...
Yeah, they probably know.
Anything.
We're
anyways.
Not that complicated, people. We're very creatures of habit. We say these are things you might not know, but really you probably know.
That's probably true. There's not a lot about us that we don't share.
We haven't started anything new.
So here's Michael. Michael was born in England and was raised in Kenya. So like when we first met... the thing that I remember most about him is that he didn't know what the Gap was.
Uh-huh.
I asked him if he like got his shirt at the Gap and he goes, what Gap? Like he does.
That's
he
true.
Didn't know.
No,
it.
No, I didn't.
So anyways, there's like that'll randomly come up in our day-to-day life where he just like doesn't know of certain things like
and
TV shows or just like popular culture things because he was raised in another country.
Well,
so,
it's been 16 years and I still have things that I'm like,
wait, what? It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, but now that he does live here, there are a few things that you can know about him. One, he is a huge fan of soccer. football because he was born in England.
And he grew up in Kenya.
And
most of the world calls it football.
Okay, settle down, Michael. he's a huge Manchester United supporter, like gets crazy watching the games, and he plays soccer for a team here in Richmond and loves it. So that's a big part of Michael. He also is obsessed with beer, like to a crazy extent. Like he spent this morning brewing his own batch, and he rates like every beer he's ever had. Like we'll stop in the middle of a date night to make sure that it gets onto his app. Calling you out, sorry.
That's fair,
but it's
that's
true. Fair. It he true. Does it. He loves it and is sort of obsessive about it and loves trying out new beers. Which goes back to the if you share a drink with him at your wedding, he's your best friend.
Yeah.
Anyways, that and then also the kid loves a pun. Like, when he became a dad, he, like, took dad jokes on hard.
But only pun jokes, not like, you know.
True. You know? He loves a pun. If you can stick it in, he will laugh to no extent. And really, he'll just, like, come back with his own.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like they're setups, and then you're like, what, I can't not share this, right?
Yeah.
I have one in my head right now
please
that
don't.
I heard.
Okay. Okay, anyways, that's my goal.
Okay. And now, so Laura is kind of the opposite to me when we were growing up. She spent her entire life in Richmond. She was born just outside of Richmond. She spent most of her life here in Richmond. She's lived here her whole life. But she's actually traveled to more countries than I have. And I grew up overseas, and my parents were missionaries. She went on semester at sea in college, and she went to 12 different countries. She's been to more continents than I have. It's kind of annoying, but it's amazing. Because, I mean, that's just such a cool thing to be able to do. So, that's first one. Second one, Laura can't not help serve people.
Oh, that's a fact about you, hon.
No, it's not quite. Because I didn't go into... Laura used to be a school teacher, which takes a lot of service. Probably the hardest one of all of them. And she's also, in college, she was also the leader of CAB, which is a campus activities board, which she was president of for her last year. And she, like, ran events for the school, for her college.
Yeah.
She also, during that time, was also part of she was a youth director for a church nearby. She just loves to give of herself and her time. Cute. And she continued to do that with this. So I just want to say I really appreciate that, how much you give of your time and your, you know, effort towards this.
Baby, you're way...
No, I'm not way overselling. Seriously, no.
Yeah.
She did 9 years of teaching. She did 9 years of teaching and would come home after work, exhausted, and then pour herself into this business for 9 years.
Thanks. I appreciate you saying that. But let me follow it up with my sister, like her catchphrase is everybody needs a Michael.
And it's true, but only because I'm like a handy person.
No,
because
you're
I could YouTube something and then try to make it, and that's why. It's because I'm handy.
No, it's
not because
you're
of how much I give.
Okay,
myself.
Lindsay,
regardless,
feedback.
Regardless, okay. Lindsay, okay. I'm right. Regardless. Okay, and the third one for Laura, I'd have to say is that her favorite thing in the world is bread. If you if you could turn anything into carbs, you know, if you would give her anything, if it's carb related, she's gonna love you for it.
It's true.
Her favorite food is bagels, but like even separate from that,
yeah.
Like sandwiches. Yeah. We'll eat sandwiches for dinner. Mm-hmm. We'll eat sandwiches for lunch. We'll eat sandwiches for breakfast because she loves bread. Like
I do.
If you take away the only real thing you need is bread.
Yeah.
For
I think I could be a healthy person if
bread
was
healthier. Yeah. And we get the good, we get healthy bread too, but it just,
I love it so
like,
much.
It's her favorite thing.
Okay.
So,
that was embarrassing. Bread. But anyways, guys, there's a little bit of behind the scenes, for our business and on a wedding day and just a little bit more about the two of us. If you want to know us a little bit even more, follow us on Instagram @Michael and Laura Photography and we'll see you there.
Woo-woo!